This is a the Rebbe in Likutei Sichos Chelek Yud Beis, the Sichah of Tazria Aleph, the famous Machlekes of Kamiflegi Mimesifta Derakia, the argument that's taking place in the Academy of Heaven, where the if a white hair, what shall I say, if the Baheres, if the white patch comes first on the person, and then that's followed by a white hair emanating from the white patch, then the person is definitely tamei, impure. Whereas if the white hair comes first and only then does the white patch on the skin come around it, then it's definitely pure. Suffolk, if it's unknown whether what came first, the white patch, the baheres, or the ser lovin, the white hair, then there's a machlekes. And this machlekes goes further, it's a machlekes in the Mishnah, and the Gemara records a machlekes that there is actually a machlekes in heaven, Mesifta Derakia. That Mesifta Derakia says in the case of suffolk, in the case of doubt, it's tamei. And Kutcha Brichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in the case of doubt, it's tahir. And they said, who's going to manuichach? Who's going to be able to be machria? Who's going to be able to decide between these two opinions? Rabba Bar Nachmeni, it's going to be Rabba. So they had Rabba sent for down here on earth, because Torah Leba Shemayim, Torah needs to be taught on earth. And Rabba is Yochid, Rabba is singularly unique in the laws of Negoim and Ahalos, in these sets of laws. And Rabba said, on his way, as his neshama was departing to go upstairs and be part of the discussion, but still on his lips, he uttered forth the decision, Tahir, Tahir, pure, pure. Which is intriguing sugya. The intriguing part for us is because it gives us, the Gemara gives us, our sages give us an insight into the workings of the upper spheres. How often do we hear of an argument between the heavenly academy, the neshamas of the sages that are sitting in the Mesifta Derakia, the heavenly academy, having a disagreement with Kutcha Brichu, with Hashem, and it needed to be resolved? That's what makes it fascinating for us, I believe, and intriguing. But how relevant is this really to us? We don't have any more of these laws. These laws are only applicable in the Beis Hamikdash times. They stopped. They actually stopped appearing on the skin and so on, because they were a relationship that Hashem had with His people, a certain period. And we lost that level. But really, how is this argument relevant? So, in one of the footnotes where the Rebbe references, the Rebbe sends to a lot of sources. One of the sources he sends to is the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Tzemach Tzedek, in a continuation to this discussion, says a point which seems very, very extremely relevant, makes this machlekes extremely relevant to us. And I'll paraphrase the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek says, we can explain that this concept of the doubt, whether which comes first, the patch or the white skin, this is actually an analogy, and this is actually also mirroring another suffix, another great doubt, another doubt that exists regarding the length of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Tzemach Tzedek says that the word suffix is not mentioned in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, in the Tanakh, anywhere, in the 24 books of the written Torah. Except, where do we find the concept of suffix, of doubt? We find it, not in Lashon HaKodesh, but we find it on the Targum. The Pasuk says, in Eicha, Yisoyimim hayinu ve'enav, we were like orphans without a father. Imoseinu ke'almanois, our mothers were like widows. And the Targum there says, Im hasana ke'armelin, our mothers are like, were like widows. The ozli gavrehen bekir ve'yama, whose husbands went to the islands of the sea, the cities in the sea. Umesapkalahain, and they are now doubtful, these wives. Im inun kayomin, whether their husbands are still around. So they're not widows, but they're like widows. They can't get remarried because perhaps their husband is alive. they don't have the benefit of knowing they have a husband to wait for, because perhaps the husband's not alive. So they're like widows. And in the book of Esther, it says, Ki ein la avaim, that Esther Hamalka, she didn't have a mother and father. And Tzemach Tzedek quotes the Sefer called Lechem Dima, which explains on this pasuk that this is a reference to the Bnei Yisrael. Esther refers to the Jewish people. And Ein Av, what does it mean that she has no father? In other words, Jewish people are considered Bonim LaHashem, they're children to Hashem. And therefore, Histir Panav Mimenu, in other words, Hashem has hidden his face from Knesset Yisrael, so they don't feel that relationship of Av. They're orphaned without a relationship to their father, to Almighty God, who has hidden his face from the Bnei Yisrael. And as our sages tell us on the pasuk Kaisa Kalmana, he references back to this pasuk in Eichel, which says that Yerushalayim, the first pasuk of Eicha, Haisa Kalmana, she was like a widow. What does it mean, like a widow? Why is the Bnei Yisrael like a widow? Shahalach Baila Limedinis Hayom, that our husband went to a overseas destination, and we don't know where is he. And the going to the sea also has over here, going to a distant location overseas, also has parallel, as the Tzemach Tzedek quotes from the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe. It says, Yosem va'almoni yoyder, Hashem encourages orphans and widows. What's the concept of an orphan and a widow? In other words, spiritually, orphaned and widowed from Hashem, so to speak. Because Hashem, when we are in Golos, Hashem, so to speak, ascends higher and higher and is out of our reach. And that's in the Kabbalistic sphere of Yama Chochma, sea. Sea refers to Chochma, to wisdom. Or he went to the seas. There's a concept of Mayim She'ein Lohem Seif, when somebody gets lost in waters that you see no end to. In other words, the vast expanse of water, which that refers to the Kabbalistic level of Keser. So in other words, there's this spiritual concept going on over here. When we talk about orphans, is that they're orphaned from the father, father being Hashem, as he represents in the sphere of Chachma. And then Imoisenu, what does it mean our mothers are like widows? Referring back to that pasuk we said, Yisoimimayinu, because of the galus, because of the destruction, we are like orphans without a father, we understand. So that's one father, that's a relationship with Hashem, Almighty God in heaven, as father is referenced in Chochmah. What does it mean our mothers were like widows? I mean, mothers, if there's one father, every person only has one mother. So if it's the collective talking, it would be imosenu. But imosenu means our mothers. So who's talking here? Who's our mothers? So again, the Tzemach Tzedek continues with the pirush of the Lechem Dima. Imosenu means reference to two mothers. Our physical mothers, physically in the Golus, during the time of the destruction of the temple, the mothers, a person could refer to his mother, unfortunately, being in a state of limbo, not knowing, like a widow. And our mother, everybody also has a spiritual mother. Knesset Yisrael says, our mothers, in other words, our, collectively, the Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, says our mother. Who's the mother of the Jewish people? The mother of Jewish people is Hashem. And says the Tzemach Tzedek, there's two levels in Ima. It refers to Bina, the level of Bina. There's Eimo Tato and Eimo Elo. At any rate, what's the suffix? So we have here, in other words, says the Tzemach Tzedek, we want to talk about suffix. We're talking here about a doubt. There's something else that doesn't say anywhere in the written Torah, doubt. But the concept of doubt does appear in Eicha, in the Targum, in the translation, where it says that they were like Almonis. There's a doubt. Are they really widows? Is their husband there and just delaying his return, but he's coming? Or are the husbands no longer there? God forbid. Says that Tzemach Tzedek continues, says, what's the suffix? The suffix is, how can there be a suffix? If the husband is referenced to Hashem, where's the suffix? Suffix is because we find that because of the length of the galus, almost there's a yiyush, kimat misyashim, there's almost a point of giving up. How long can we wait? As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, we haven't seen the signs that you promised us, There is no longer anybody here that knows till when, that knows what's going on. Adma, till when? And the Targum there, and also says, the Rashi there says, that those signs that you promised us in the hands of your prophet, those signs that you promised us through the prophets of redemption, we do not see in these lengthy days that we're in the Golos, we're in exile. Or, there's another level of suffix. In other words, we're doubtful. It's taking so long. Is it there? Is it coming? Hello? And there's another doubt, a profound doubt, continues the Tzemach Tzedek. In the end of Medrash Eicha, the last pasuk of Eicha, Ki ima'is ma'asdanu katzafta aleinu ad miyayid. And then we repeat the good pasuk. Because ma'is ma'asdanu, you have, God forbid, saying Hashem, you have been disgusted with us. Katzafta aleinu ad miyayid, you have been very angry with us. And the Medrash brings that Rab Shimon ben Lakish says like this, this is our doubt. If we've been chas v'shalom found to be in disgust by you, me'usa, then there's no hope. If something, God forbid, earns somebody's disgust, that's it. They it's over. But im ketsufahi, if there's only, if it's an anger, katsafta aleinu, that God forbid Hashem has an anger on us, is sever, there's an end to that. The chol man dekois, sefer liyisratze. Anybody gets angry, in the end, there can be a placatement, there can be an appeasement, there can be a getting over the anger. And this is the doubt. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, what's the doubt here? The tumma tzoras, we know that the nega, the impurity of tzoras refers to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. As it says in the Medrash, in Metzera, that nega tzoras beveis eretz achuz aschem, the nega that appears in the house of the land of your inheritance. What's the house of the land of your inheritance, says the Medrash? That's the Beis HaMikdash. Who's the Kohen? The Kohen is Yirmiyah, the prophet, who talks about that. It's Russian about. And also we know, Memele, like this, why is there such a long Golus? In all the lengthy explanation in Chassidus, it's explained that the length of, where does the Golus? What's the Tumah that comes? What's the Tumah of these things? What's the symbolism? When there's a white patch, that means the blood can't get there. The blood, which symbolizes the humanness, which symbolizes the vitality, which symbolizes in Adam, symbolizes the Kedusha. The white patch means the Kedusha is not flowing there. And then when there's a white string, that means that there's a usurping, there's a sucking of energy. That white hair refers to a sucking of energy. Where there's an absence of light, of Kedusha, there can be a sucking of energy by the negative forces. And therefore, what we're saying is like this, that the reason for the lengthiness of the Golus, really, it's all the story of the Nega. There's a lack of Kedusha, and there's a usurping, there's a sucking of negativity, and that leads to a reduction, a drastic reduction of Kedusha in our world, which means no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no revealed Kedusha. We have Golus, we have exile, which means a total concealment on godliness. So now we have a suffix. So if, God forbid, there's a definite moving away of Kedusha, and there's and then comes a white string. Okay, there's some situations that are definitely Tomei, some which are Tohir. What about in a situation like ours where we don't, there's Suffolk? A Suffolk. We're sitting here, we're not doing. Does Chas v'Sholem, did we totally lose favor in Hashem's eyes? Or is he angry and it's going to be over with? The Mela, and that's Suffolk. This is the Suffolk that's being played out in heaven. Hashem says, there's a suffix here. What's going to happen? Is the Beis HaMikdash coming back? Is the husband really there? Are the mothers not widows? Is Knesset Yisrael, the community of Israel, the neshamas of Israel, are they really have a husband who's alive and well and coming, God forbid, not orphaned and not widowed? Is this situation Toher or Tomei? Is this a situation where, God forbid, there's a no end? Or there's a happy ending that's on its way? And Hashem says, Toher. He answers the doubt. In other words, so that the mothers don't stay widows, God forbid, and that the husband comes back from overseas. As we know that the prophets, Hashem promises it through the Nevi'im, Ki hineni Mashiach me'rachek, because I'm going to bring salvation to you from the distance. And we have a pasuk that says, Ki lo'i alman Yehuda. Yehuda is not a widower. Yisrael Melekov and Yisrael are not widowed from their God. And this is the suffix which Hashem decides for the good way. And he says, Tahir. Yes, there's been anger, but Seifal Yisratza Hashem will find appeasement. Hashem will be desirous again of his people. As it says, V'ratzisi Eschem, through the prophets, I desire you. Kitiyu Atem Eretz Chefetz, you will be for me. Am Yisrael will be for me a desirous land. And since that, Umeacha Shekein finishes at Tzemach Tzedek, since that's the case, Muchrach Lias Adin, it's imperative that the law is the suffix, the Baheres V'Seir Lavan, Letaher. It's critical that we talk about this Machlekes. It's critical that Hashem has decided Toher. It's critical that we talk about this and we elicit these energies, that Toher, because we are the people that are under that discussion. We need the Beis HaMikdash. We need this suffix to be resolved that, no, God forbid, Hashem is not in a situation where he's distant and we don't know if he's there, if the Geula is coming, the Beis HaMikdash is coming, we need to have this suffix, Paskin Toher. Ooh, is this piece of discussion so relevant? And perhaps this is exactly why the Gemara brings us this piece and gives us an inkling into what's going on in heaven. May we have the Geula HaAmitis VaShlema Tekef Umiyad Mamish. If I may just mention a word, today's Chav Ches Nissen, where the Rebbe said, Tut alts was you can, do everything you can to bring Mashiach. In Mesifta de Rakia, this is my own feeling just now. Till now, everything was what the Tzemach Tzedek said in Derech Mitzvei Secha, that's page Kuf Yud Dalet. Hashem says, who's going to decide? Ma Neichach, who's going to decide? Rabba Bar Nachmeni, it has to be decided. The words Rabba is Rebbe. Who's going to decide this suffix? Because it's not enough that Hashem says, apparently it needs to also be in on earth. Who's going to decide the Rebbe? And the Rebbe on this day told us that we have to bring it down to earth. We need to make the Mashiach something that's leba shamayim hi, something that's in our mind, something we desire, something we believe, something we yearn for. The Rebbe took away the suffix. There's no suffix. Anybody who heard one moment of the Rebbe's teaching, saw the Rebbe for one moment, saw that there's no suffix. Chas v'shalom, there's no almana. There's our Father in heaven, and there's a geula. May this be Hirab Yameinu Amen.